Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. I am Joker, and tonight we're going to talk about everybody is turning into children. Everybody is turning into children. Let me adjust my camera a little bit lower here. Some of you said I have too much dead space over my head. I'm not used to recording at this focal length, so I'll try to get that corrected for you. You know, originally I was going to do this because there's a couple articles out about women that are cheating and how it's great to cheat, and they've cheated on everybody they've ever dated. But I think there's a bigger theme going on, which is basically, let me put it to you this way. In some of the comments on some of my videos, many of you have said, hey, you know what? You need to treat women just like grown-up children. And I disagree with that because I certainly don't look at my mother or other women in my life that way. However, I think our whole younger generation of people that are growing up, and I'm not discussing so much about you guys watching this because you probably wouldn't be here if you thought this way, is no one is taking accountability for their actions anymore. Everybody is living in the moment. They're not preparing for their future. And we're going to have hell to pay in probably about 10 to 20 years. We're already starting to see the effects of the helicopter parents or the snowplow moms, as they call them, which is the parents that remove all obstacles out of the way for their kids and tell them, kids, you know, the trophy generation of your special, everybody that participates should get an award. No one's as bright or smart or as wonderful as you, and you deserve the best. And this is going to cause, it's already causing problems for humanity now, I think, but it's only going to get worse. You know, when I was younger, and I won't go too long on this story because telling stories of my past bores me to death, so I can imagine it would bore you terribly. But, you know, when I was younger, I loved playing basketball with my friends. I tried out for the basketball team in high school, didn't make it. I was a decent three-point shooter, but the person that they took was much better than I was. Did I get a participation trophy award? No. Was I told I was special? No. What was I told? Well, you're not as good as that other kid, plus you're short. So, you know, you deal with what you're given. And so you go, okay, you know, I get it. It hurts in the moment, but that prepares you for tough times ahead. Same thing if you don't do very well in school and you didn't get good grades. Instead of the parent going in and yelling at the teacher, they would yell at the student. Or if I acted the fool, I'd be the one that got in trouble. Now parents are going in and yelling at the administrators or the teachers that their kid can do no wrong. Well, this is causing a really big backlash, and I've got some stories and some things I want to talk about today. And then I'm going to say, you know, tell you guys what I think is your best plan of action. This is the modern woman brag about why they should cheat. This was the original thumbnail I made for this video, and I made this like 2 days ago, but I've been busy with a bunch of other stuff. But since then, I've changed it. But you'll see what I'm going to talk about here. This is from trashmagazine.com. Oh, I'm sorry, thesun.co/UK. Turn up the cheat. All women should have an affair once in their life. It made me feel younger and sexier, and look younger. And the headline says, if you think having an affair is an absolute no-go for you, think again. You're massively missing out. That's the whole. And now, again, I know we look at this and go, this is stupid, this is trash, and no one should pay attention to this stuff. But when people are younger, or when people are gullible, or when people are stupid, then they will fall for this nonsense, thinking, well, this is an older person and they have life experience and they're telling me it's great and I should go out and do this, so I guess I have justification for doing it. Now, it says nothing beats the buzz of sneaking around behind a partner's back or the rush of adrenaline from the fear of being caught in the act. Now, she says that it makes you feel, what did she say? It makes you feel younger. So this is her. I guess it makes her feel younger. Maybe she should cheat a whole lot more because she doesn't seem to be very young. But the funny thing is, I'm not even going to read the story because it's basically her saying, hey, I snuck around behind this guy's back that I was dating for 2 years, and it was exciting and it was worth it and it was fun and everything was wonderful, and it made me feel all these wonderful things, right? Instant gratification. I'm sorry you have to keep seeing this photo. I'm trying to scroll by it here. But here's the takeaway. Says Rachel is now 46 and still searching for, quote, the one, but would not rule out cheating again. So basically, she nukes her entire relationship with somebody who maybe it wasn't a great relationship, but instead of breaking up with him, she nukes her entire relationship with that person. And now she's single and she's 46 and she's looking for the one and she might cheat again. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm sorry. What? But this is the entitlement. This is the instant gratification. And that's really what I want to talk about in this video. The price of instant gratification that nobody ever talks about now. Hey, when you're young, I know it's tempting to go out and buy X things, like things in general. Get the newest phone, get the newest video game console. Like, if you rushed out to get the PS5, I don't know how many games are out for it, but if you chilled and waited, you can buy a PS4 cheaper, and all the games are like $20. I mean, within time. But that's kind of the mentality of just wait, just delayed gratification. And if you can do that, you'll be a heck of a lot happier in the long run. Same thing with you young guys or gals, whoever, young people, younger than me, is save your money. Stash it away, invest it well, look into crypto, whatever you're going to do, plan for tomorrow. And I was young once and I did not plan for tomorrow as well as I could have. I did pretty well, but I could have done so much more. And that instant gratification is, well, it's here now and I'm here now and I'm not going to worry because, hey, I might not even make it to be 60 years old. So why plan for that? And what's happening is people are ending up waiting too long and then they reach that age and they went, man, I'm in a world of hurt, or I'm alone, or I'm unhappy, or whatever, like in this gal's case, and then they regret it. And here's the other article I was going to read, but again, that's not the overall takeaway. I'll leave some links down below if you want to read it. It says, I've cheated on every boyfriend I've ever had, and I don't regret it. And the byline says, if you're in your early 20s, you shouldn't either. I've talked about the science behind the emotional and mental damage that having a ton of partners without any romantic feelings attached to it. I've talked about all the damage that can do. 90% of it is to women because they are naturally chemically not made for having tons of partners because in the biological sense, they would risk pregnancy. They would risk being left if the guy took off. She doesn't have a way to take care of the child and hunt or gather. I mean, we're going back, you know, millennia, thousands of years ago. So they weren't designed for that. Men were. That's literally why they can pump and dump and walk, because men. And so to make things kind of even in modern society, they made laws that said, hey, guys, if you are going to take a woman under your wing and get her in the motherly way, or if you're going to make promises to her, such as marriage, and you break those promises, you're going to have to pay. The problem is that the rules of society have changed, but the laws haven't. So even if she's the one that breaks it off, even if she's the one that has the infidelity, men still traditionally are going to pay in court and child support and everything else. But before I go down that rabbit hole, anyway, again, here's a young person saying, go out and cheat. There's no problems. Do it. It's liberating. It's freeing. It makes you feel wonderful. Well, in all these stories that you see, there's something in common with it. And this is what I was going to name this is the thumbnail you actually saw, which is welcome to the era of self-entitled people and relationships. And everyone is selfish today. So there was a Stanford marshmallow experiment that was done. And I'm going to read this excerpt and it'll kind of tell you about delayed gratification. And they did this with children. And the interesting thing is children, I think when they ran this experiment, at least some of the children had better sense of delayed gratification than people do today. And these other two stories of cheat on people and just have as many partners as you can and go out, do whatever you want, party it up, and don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about the lasting mental effects. Don't worry about how this hurts maybe the person that you're dating, because lots of men have had women that have cheated on them, lied to them, step out on them, even hook up with their friend. So I want to talk about us recognizing that society is no longer delaying gratification, that it is living in the moment, and that's going to give you a lot of problems when it comes to life, like life in general. But also, I think this is really a good backbone the backbone of why many men, again, are tapping out of the dating market. The Stanford Marshmallow Experiment says it was a study on delayed gratification in 1972. So 49 years ago, led by psychologist Walter Mischel, a professor at Stanford University. In the study, a child was offered a choice between one small but immediate reward or two small rewards if they waited for a period of time. During this time, the researcher left the room for about 15 minutes and then returned. The reward was either a marshmallow or a pretzel stick, depending on the child's preference. In follow-up studies, the researchers found that children who were able to wait longer for the preferred rewards tended to have better life outcomes as measured by SAT scores, educational attainment, body mass index or their weight, and other life measures. A replication attempt with a sample from a more diverse population over 10 times larger than the original study showed only half of the effect of the original study. The replication suggested that economic background rather than willpower explained the other half. Now, that I didn't go all the way in reading through the whole in-depth of it, but when they came from different socioeconomic backgrounds, that showed more than willpower. Well, what do we have for backgrounds right now as far as when it comes to having multiple partners and sleeping with everybody and getting out there, cheating, lying, all of that stuff? We have a huge number of single moms. We have the government, Big Daddy government, saying, don't worry about it. We'll take care of you. We have social pressure. We have social pressure from whether it's women's groups or, again, these articles and such that are being written that say, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about future husbands. Don't worry about having kids. Just go out and have fun now and live in the moment. And what that's doing is it is literally tearing apart the fabric of society. You guys are going to encounter this a lot in your lives. I normally bring up the losses, like the lose, where women are posting bad things on Twitter. But I wanted to do this after I kind of gave this introductory, because listen to these women, and this tells you not only the story of these women, but the stories of the men that they're dating. I'm not giving these guys a free pass on this. This woman says, I still can't believe I effed a guy who made me drink water out of a Tupperware container. So I guess he didn't even have silverware or a glass. And this girl replies, I effed a guy with actual fecal matter on his floor. We all make mistakes. Now, I'm really hoping that was a dog or a cat, you know, a pet that was the mess on the guy's floor. But if it was him in and of himself... But what does it say about these women that these are the type of guys that they're selecting? The men are, man children. If they're not taking care of their own place, they don't even have silverware or cannot, give somebody a glass, or they have crap on their floor. And what's worse is these women are like, yeah, but he was hot enough. I slept with him anyway. Again, they're not thinking further on down the road of, are you really doing good mate selection? See, I have nothing against birth control and protecting yourself so not everybody that has a little fun in the sack becomes a parent. I'm fine with that, but I am saying that it has changed the way that people, act in life, and it has made casual fun to the point where people don't even know each other's names after the fact. Here's another... And this is an article. This is an article and by Natalie Davis Adventures. My husband is having better bedroom fun with his girlfriend than with me. And they talk about, but I want multiple partners. And it says here, poly is not a contest for the best partner trophy, but a journey of experiences, growth, connection, challenges, and love. They make it sound like it's so great. And in the meantime, you are putting yourself up for a world of hurt in the future. And here's another one. And this is what I was talking about, weak-willed people falling into the narratives. The hookup culture preys on college women's desire to fit in. And this article, this is by Evie. In each one of these articles, I was going to do a full story on, but I said, you know what? They make a nice collection, and that's why I'm not reading them. They just make a nice collection of headlines. And again, I'll leave these below, but it tells you, women are getting fooled. Now, men are too, but not in the same way, because men, I can't walk into a nightclub and go, attention, ladies, I am here, and whoever would like to sleep with me, come get me. Because I would have every woman looking in the club being like, who is that loser? And why, what is he doing? But if a woman walks into a club and did the same thing, fellas, I am here for some bedroom fun. Anybody interested? Before she finished the sentence, the closest guy next to her, if she was, you know, decent enough looking, the closest guy next to her would be like, I'm in. I'm in. They'd probably start getting in an argument on who gets to be with her. That's how society selects it. Well, when women make themselves so available to everybody, well, that's what's making all these problems stem up with families, with marriage, with relationships, because men have always been like this. Men have always pretty much been like, I'm down for whenever. It's the women that are the gatekeepers, the lock holders, and they're just saying, hey, it's open for business. And that it is starting to really make a problem for society, because they're also teaching their children this while teaching them, hey, the trophy generation, you can do no wrong. Everybody else is wrong. You're special. You're wonderful. We're now seeing the effects of this. The even article here says hookup culture preys on college women's desire to fit in. And I haven't even read the article, but I can tell you right now, a big portion of this is society telling women and these other girls in college saying, hey, if you're not in on this, are you a loser? Are you square? Are you not down for this? What's the matter with you? Are you scared? Are you... And the social pressure. And when you look back on third wave, or maybe it was second wave, I forget which wave of feminism it was, it said, hey, ladies, we want equality. Everybody was fine with that. But this latest wave, well, not everybody was fine with it, but I'm saying, like, we get it. We get it. Women should have equality. But this latest wave has been women. If you want to stay home and take care of your family and cook and clean and be a housewife, you're a loser. Your man has tricked you. You're falling in. He's being harmful to you. And so women that actually want to become moms and take care of their husbands and their family, they're being shamed out of it. What happened to letting a woman have her choice of whatever she wanted to do? Same thing here. They're pressuring them into literally making these mistakes. And I don't know if this is because women are a woman is unhappy with herself, or many women are. And they said, you know what? She seems to be reasonable and healthy and happy. Let's drag her into the mud, like a crab pulling another crab into the bucket, and saying, look, I don't want her. She needs to be just as miserable as us. Or if they're really kind of brainwashed into thinking, hey, we need to be independent and we need to be powerful and masculine, and you acting like a traditional woman is being weak. I don't know what it is, but this is the newest trend and it's taking over everything. And lastly, this is to the guys thing, okay? Because guys are falling into this trouble too. And this is the young generation. So you younger guys out there, make sure that this is not you. This is not you. Is that it's about, this was an article I was reading about testosterone facts, because I went to get mine tested. They say here the healthy range for men is at my age, the healthy range is between 220 and 872, or is the 95 percentile, which means low, or excuse me, is the 95 percentile. But the average level for someone my age is 546. They're finding out now that young men, their levels are in the 200s. I think it even says in this article right here, testosterone levels have been declining in men for 40 years. An average 20-year-old today has the levels of a 50 to 60-year-old back in 1950. This is, and now some of it is the chemicals that they're putting in the water and the pharmaceuticals and the pesticides and everything else. But the other thing is, men are not physically working out. Men are not doing as much of a physical job. So they end up sitting behind a desk all day, getting extra body fat and just getting soft. And hey, I did it for a year during the lockdowns and everything. I wasn't going to the gym, and I've recently started going back, and I've changed my diet around. And you know, you gotta kind of realize, hey, I'm on the wrong track here, including me. Even I said, hey, I'm starting to get a little soft here, and you need to correct things. But over time, it's all slipping. And what I think this is doing is it's bringing us to a point where, number one, dating is a problem, and just finding someone is a problem for you fellas out there. Number two, if you do get them, most men don't want to keep them. Why? Because infidelity is at an all-time high. People wanting multiple partners is at an all-time high. People cheating, people lying, all the bad things that can go with it. And a lot of guys have said, you know what, it's not necessarily a who hurt you moment, or maybe it is for some guys, but a lot of guys say, you know what, I'm just not down for that. Like, I kind of wanted to get into this because I wanted a partner, someone I can rely upon, someone that appreciates me, someone that cares for me, someone that likes me, someone that'll be there for me. And I'm not willing to have a relationship where I need to be paranoid or afraid of somebody stepping out behind me, someone lying to me, someone taking advantage of me, because that a man needs to keep himself emotionally distant if he's going to be in a long-term relationship. And for a lot of you guys, that's not what you want. A lot of you guys say, hey, I want to be in love. Like, I want to care for a woman. I'll tell you now, that's almost always, unless you live in a Disney movie, that is always, almost always a disaster in the end of it. Because once you're emotionally attached, men tend to jump through too many hoops and they tend to do stupid things for the women that they love. Better to be a little bit separated from the situation so that if she does burn you, you go, all right, that sucks, but I can move on. But it also keeps you in a masculine frame. Men weren't meant to be lovey-dovey and write poetry and spread flower petals for women and treat them like queens. Those are the guys that are dumped and left behind. Because you're not a challenge anymore, they get bored with you. And even a woman that says, well, I do want a man that treats me well, the guys that do this super romantic, girly, like, oh, baby, I love you and I'll respect you forever, they're almost always left in the dust for guys that at least, not the bad boys per se, but the guys that say, look, this is what I need out of the relationship. This is what I'm going to provide. This is what I need from you. This is what I expect you to provide. Those are the rules. Are you in? We in? Good. And then he maintains his masculine frame. Those are usually the relationships you read about that hold on the longest. Everyone in my family that's had a 40, 50, 60-year relationship, that's how it was. Mom does the cooking, grandma did the cooking, my aunt did the cooking. Now, all three of them also did fun work and other work, but my father, my grandfather, my uncle, all of them were the main money earners. The women didn't have to work, but when they weren't being moms to us when we were young, and they said, okay, kids are 14, 15, whatever. I know they can come home safely after school. I want to go get a job. I want to do it because it'll bring extra money in, or it's fun, or it lets me chase my hobbies or whatever. I think maybe my grandmother didn't, but I know my aunt and I know my mom sure did. They got jobs. All it's saying, though, is that there's a reason why the traditional family worked so well for hundreds and thousands of years. But today we've twisted it on its head where women have become masculine, men are becoming more feminine, women want to dominate, they just want to do whatever it takes just to have a little bit of bedroom fun or feel lucky enough to have a girlfriend. And it has twisted everything. So now the delayed gratification part of this, the problem where I think people don't understand, again, I was one of them when it came to finances and some other things, is if you put money away today, if I had saved the way I should have when I was 18, 19, 20, first started working, you would have never heard of me. Like, I may have never done videos. I might have been traveling around the world since the age of 35. I don't know. I might not be sitting here doing videos, the butterfly effect and all that. But had I been smart enough maybe I would have missed out on some fun things that I had. Maybe I wouldn't have had quite as many amazing afternoons or days where I spent too much money and drank too much and did something crazy. I might have a couple of life stories, but it also means I could have maybe retired at 10, 15 years earlier. That's where men need to be responsible with their finances, because men really don't get rolling. Women can come out of the gate, hey, I'm 18, I'm 19, I start an OnlyFans, I want to date a college guy or a guy that's out of college. An attractive 19-year-old, at least here in the United States, with legality what it is, a 19-year-old can put herself on a website and say, I will date any man of any age. And men that are 35 and 40 will say, well, you're very young, you can't even go out and have a glass of wine, but you're beautiful and you're young, and I'd take you on a date. And there's guys that are young 30s that would say, hey, she's 10 years younger than me at 20, 21, 22. If I want to start a family, I'm okay. She's very young. She's healthy. She's beautiful. She hasn't kind of been out on the market and got a lot of baggage with her. They can get right out there and do that. But what men need to understand, especially you young guys out there, you don't get that same opportunity at 18, 19, 20. Now, you might be able to go out clubbing. You might be able to get a couple of girls, if you're good looking. You might be able to take them to bed, but you're certainly not going to have any relationship with them, or at least long term, because you really can't provide much. Even if you do, even if you work hard and bring in a good income, they may not look at you because you're a young guy at this point. Men really start getting into their own at the age of 28, not 18. Or maybe 30. That's when a guy says, I'm done with college. I'm making my money. I'm starting to save. I'm looking towards my future. So men out of the get-go have to delay really dating almost 10 years further than women do. So in those 10 years, I'm saying to you, don't delay your gratification. Put those marshmallows in the bank, right? Put the money in the bank. Save your money. Don't stress out that you're not getting some. I know testosterone is at its peak right now for you, and some of you are literally chomping at the bit to go have yourself an attractive woman. Save your money, put it aside, go get professional services if you need to. Put your money aside, save it, and relax. With all that extra testosterone, eat healthy and go hit the gym. Get some muscle, get healthy. Then when you finally get to 30, you'll have delayed your gratification. You'll have a good savings account. You'll be in excellent shape. You'll be in your best position to start dating the women that you wanted when you were 18. Now you'll be able to do it when you're 30, 28, 32. Those same women will be available to you. And actually, they'll be much more available to you. And for those of you that say, dude, I'm done dating. I'm not worried about that kind of thing. Great. Still hit the gym, still get yourself in great shape, still put that money aside, because that day will come where you can retire early, or when the economy goes to absolute crap and you may have to kind of jump around and wait some time to find that job that's going to take care of you. You've got such a big cushion to fall back on that you're never stressing about paying your bills. I didn't realize this until I got into maybe my 30s, like mid-30s. I didn't realize this, but once I had a really good kind of a nest egg in the bank, I didn't have to worry if I got a flat tire. I didn't have to worry if I injured myself and I couldn't work for a couple of weeks. I didn't worry if I lost my job. I didn't worry if I needed a filling and I didn't have dental insurance, because you've got that pillow there. I will tell you now, when you go to bed at night and you don't have to worry about any money problems in the world, that is the best feeling in the world. That is better than sleeping next to someone that you think loves you. That is better than having a brand new game system, or a brand new whatever, pool stick, if you like shooting pool, like whatever your hobby is, brand new camera, whatever. That feeling of going, you know what? I'm becoming bulletproof. If things get tough, if there's some tough times ahead, if it's hard to get work, I'm becoming bulletproof. Then if there's a recession, then if there's a depression, then if there's inflation, you've at least padded yourself. You've at least padded yourself towards the future. And when it comes to dating, look, everybody right now is selfish. Everybody is doing what makes them happy today. And the problem is they're going to be damaged later on down the road. So just remember that if you're out there and you are thinking about dating, or you're wondering, why am I having such a problem making friends? Why am I struggling with all these people that are out there? Why are people going crazy over politics? Or why are people getting fights on Twitter? Why is everybody acting like children? It's because that's the society that we've raised. There is no more stoicism. There is no more critical thinking. There is no more being held responsible for your own actions. And when everybody else is like that, that doesn't mean that you need to be like that. That means you need to put yourself in a good place and just remember that when you're having a hard time interacting with other people, or you just think the world around you is going crazy, just understand you can be the sane one in that craziness. You don't need to jump in with everybody else going nuts. And yeah, it makes for a lonely time. It does take a lot more time to find somebody that's similar-minded as you. But when you do meet them, you can have an actual genuine friendship versus somebody that's just kind of hanging out with you because it's casual and interesting. So keep that in mind. I forgot to bring up our dating profiles of the day. So let me bring those up for us real quick. Should only take uno momento. All right. And let me read this little quick out story here. Here's a quick out story. This is in Reddit dating, on Reddit and dating. And she says, don't waste your 20s. I wasn't going to read this, but I think this is because I'll say the same thing for you men investing. Don't waste your 20s. Like, 20s are warm up. Life really does begin a little bit later, especially for you guys. But she says, giving advice. 34 female here. I have a career and I'd say I'm fairly attractive, but I'm not a social butterfly. I no longer want to go on a club or I now want to go to a club or a bar every weekend, and dating has become so hard over the past few years. In my 20s, the options were endless. I was young, and there were more available guys my age or older. And there were some great relationship material guys available to me. And I made the mistake of not dating any of them long enough or not taking them seriously, and instead staying with a crappy guy with no goals who treated me bad longer than I should have. He was probably hot, that's why. It's not that I was a bad person or I thought I was too good for the other guys. Hint, yes it is. She thought she was too good for him. She wanted the party boys, tingly, bad boys that excited her. She says quite the opposite. I wasted my 20s running away from the quality men who approached me, and I wanted to date because I felt not good enough and insecure. Now, that I believe. Young people today are insecure. They don't feel good enough, and so they need the appreciation of social media, friends, Facebook. Oh, you look beautiful, dear. You're so wonderful. Like I said in the story about college girls getting pressured into being promiscuous, it's like, oh, don't be a stick in the mud. Like, come out with us. You know, we'll just meet some guys. Oh, go ahead and sleep with them. It'll be fine. It's all that pressure, and that's because they're coming from a non-healthy place. She continues on, and all these guys moved on and found their perfect partners. So listen to that point, guys. Because, again, I think if you do the right thing, those of you that want to date, those that are out, just listen to the story. But, and all those guys moved on and found their perfect partners and someone who valued them. Now, were those partners perfect? No. Did they maybe get cheated on? Yes, probably. Did those people, the women later on, maybe lie to them or hurt them in some way? Possibly so. But to her perception, it's all perfect. Why? Because she missed out. She says, and here I end up single for 3 years now with no one actively pursuing me and no one that I like being that interested in me because they can find someone much younger. As you enter your 30s, the number of potential pool of available men dramatically falls. Many are married or have partners, or many have gone their own way. And the single ones are mostly younger. The odds are very much stacked against us women. So remember this, guys. And again, if you're out, you're out. But this is a little good nugget to keep in there in case you start thinking about getting back into the dating market. In your 20s, ladies have all the advantages and men have literally nothing. But as you age, men get the advantages in the 30s, and I'll say 40s, and I'll say 50s, and I'll say 60s. Because as a man ages, he still, most of what is valued from a man still appreciates. You can still work out. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger was still pretty jacked, and Lou Ferrigno, they were still pretty jacked into their 60s and almost early 70s. I mean, Arnold's still a big guy. Is he wrinkled? Yeah. Does he have man boobs a little bit? Yeah. But if he took some testosterone and started hitting the gym really hard again, he'd still be pretty jacked. Does he have the finances? Yes. Is he still strong? Yes. Is he still successful? Is he still kind of a leader of men quality? Is he still very masculine? Yes. What did he lose? Little bit of his looks and his youth. Men really aren't judged on looks and youth. Women are. And so that's why as time goes, men gain the advantage and women lose the advantage. And here again, she admits it. She says, I live with this regret every single day, and I've accepted that I may never find my partner. Don't make the same mistakes as me. If you're a female in your 20s and you meet a good quality guy, give them a solid chance and don't run away or let your insecurities get the best of you. There it is. Straight. Let's see. They didn't mark who shared this, so I don't have the name on here, but it is what it is. So guys, delay your gratification with women. Put that money in the bank, save, work hard, invest in yourself. And then if you never meet the woman or never worry about her, you just want to go your own way, do it until the day you die. But if you do say, hey, you know what? Maybe someday I would like to date, or maybe I would like to meet somebody, you'll be in the best position to do so. Just delay the gratification for a little while. Or, you know, a decade sounds like a huge time. But when you get older and look back on those years, they went so fast. Get that money aside and prepare for your future. All right, it is time for the dating profiles of the day. All right, this first one, she is 20. It is a picture of her with no top on and just a hand over her breasticles, and her butt is sticking out towards the mirror. And it says, marry me or STFU. marry me or shut the F up. I have a hitting problem. And a smiley face. Remember when I said that everybody's like a grown up, or they're just big kids now? She's like a toddler. I have a hitting problem. Yeah, so does Timmy, but he's 4. Grow up. She says, I rave, by the way. Add my snap. That's the entire dating profile. And the picture of her, I didn't even have to blur because you can't see what she looks like. Waste of time. She's 20 years old, has a hitting problem. And this last one here, she's 19. She says, I'm looking for my sexy houseboy. Requirements. You must be hot and have a big trouser snake. You must have a good sense of humor. You must smell good. You must pamper me and massage me at all times. You must be prepared to give up on your social life. You must compliment me even when I'm covered in dog crap. You must treat me like a king. Do you mean a queen? Maybe it's a trap. You must be prepared to spend a lot of money on me. You must tolerate my alcoholism. Overall, you're just signing up to be my slave. Swipe right if you dare to. Again, this is a child. This is how children speak in absolutes. I want. Give me this. I don't want it. It's like they're like big children. And how many of these dating profiles do I read that are like this? That you must be this and this and this and this. And I don't have to bring anything. I'm just here. That's a four-year-old mentality. I won't say that women are like big children. I won't go so far as to say that, or that you need to treat a woman like a child. I won't say that, but I will say that a lot of women are acting like this now, and that they should be treated like children. And you know, some young men that are growing up that are being kind of the same way, all entitled and everything else, I'd say treat them like children too. It has nothing to do with, it really boils down to the fact that everybody is just, no one has any, what's the word I'm looking for? No one has any responsibility. No one takes responsibility for their own actions. They just act like big children that cry and whine when they don't get their way, and that, oh, somebody said a mean word to me, or they didn't hire me and they should have because I'm special. Everybody's just becoming children. And as long as that's happening, guys, all I'm saying to you is don't worry if you don't get along with these people. Don't worry if you think you're going crazy and everybody in the world has gone off the deep end, because that's how I feel most times. Just keep looking for those unique individuals, those unique people that are like-minded like you. Make them your friends, have conversations with them, make them important in your life, and let the rest of them just deal with themselves. Again, take your cigar, grab yourself a nice cold one, grab a chair, sit back on the porch, and just watch it all burn down. Doesn't mean you have to be part of it, but it also doesn't mean that you need to just throw caution to the wind. Save for the rainy day, save for the tough times coming. Just be ready, because before you know it, well, let's face it, it's already here.